Well, other than just there, I mean, there is no certain section that has upper, middle, and lower as such. Everybody just simply mixed. And the only kind of dichotomy you can actually see in Crowder would be the difference between the counties themselves.
How would you characterize most of the people who live in Crowder? Middle class, lower class, lower middle, what?
I would classify most of blacks as being, according to the government, as poverty, in the poverty area. But, well, that's kind of strange to describe because I guess as I was growing up, that my parents and grandparents would have been, I guess they are classified as poverty stricken, but I didn't know it because I always wore nice clothing, always had plenty to eat. I just didn't know it until, you know, until I began to go to school and understand what poverty meant. Because I always, as I said, I always had plenty of clothing, there always was nice. But I guess we use that kind of classification that the majority of the families, the majority of the black families would have to be classified as lower class.
Now, again, if I were visiting Crowder and you were showing me around, are there any places in town that would be interesting to an outsider, anything having any kind of historical significance, any
No.
kind of markers,
No.
monuments, nothing like that? Were there any parks in town?
No.
What did you do for fun at Crowder?
Well,
Went somewhere else? Or was the church a
well, church was a big
factor?
thing, and as I said, there was a cafe, but as I was growing up in my teenage years, I wasn't very much interested in going out per se. I just wasn't interested in going to nightclubs and sort of thing. Even though I liked to dance, I just wasn't interested in every Friday. In other words, Friday night or Friday evening or Saturday night didn't trigger a bug in me to go someplace. You know, I was perfectly contented being at home.
All right. Now, is there any place in around Crowder where airplanes are able to land?
No.
What would you call a place like that?
Where they are able to land? An airfield.
Okay. Would you ever call anything else?
No, I wouldn't call it an airport, airfield.
Is that the same to you, an airport and an airfield?
Well, when I think of an airport, I think of a place where commercial airliners would land and depart from. When I think of an airfield, I think more of a where small planes, maybe dusters and this sort of thing, that are used in a farming area. And they're not near Crowder.
So an airfield, basically, I guess, is smaller and a lot less
Yeah, smaller
complex.
and for a little small one engine aircraft. That's what I think of when I think of that.
I'm going to ask you some questions about driving the highway, that sort of thing. If you were driving from, oh gosh, say Jackson to the northern part of the state, what would be the main artery there that you would go on, a road that would handle a lot of traffic?
If I was driving from Jackson, Interstate 55.
So you would call a road like 55 an interstate?
That's what it is, yeah.
Okay. Anything else you'd call it?
Well, I guess I could call it, well, no, that's what I would call it.